Listener Josh would like to know how we should refer to barbecue. Now, people have opinions about barbecue, and neither you nor I is from a region renowned for its barbecue. I do love barbecue. It may be my favorite style of food, actually. But there is this question that listener Josh brings up, which is, what makes a food barbecue? What makes an event a barbecue? Can you grill food on a gas grill and say that it's barbecuing food, or are you cheating when you do that? Do you have opinions about barbecue? Is there barbecue in Georgia? You lived in Georgia for a couple of years. Is there barbecue there?
There certainly is.
All right.
So I think that you already made the important distinction, which is, are you using the word to describe a food? So what are you eating? I'm eating barbecue. Are you using it in the many other contexts as an event? Are you coming to the barbecue this weekend? Or as short for the device that you cook with? I have to buy a new backyard barbecue, right? Because my old one is broken, right? Food one is where people get upset because the thing that people do where they take a gas or charcoal grill, high heat, in their backyard and throw a bunch of meat on it and cook it for, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, that food that comes off of there is not barbecue. Right. And I think most people who know anything about food understand that barbecue cooks for a really, really, really long time and involves smoke and
exactly.
smoke rings and all sorts of, you know, so that's,
yeah. Grilling a hot dog for 5 minutes, you are not having a barbecue. You did not barbecue a hot dog. It didn't happen.
Yeah. Even if you do the same thing, like there's a lot of like ribs recipes that let you make ribs on your backyard, you know, grill or barbecue, you want to call it. But none of them say, okay, it's going to take you X number of hours. They're all like how you can get it done in like, you know, 45 minutes.
You put some barbecue sauce on there and then you grill them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cheating.
So,
yeah.
So I think there's widespread agreement on the food. When you say I'm in the mood for barbecue, especially if you're going to like a takeout place, you know what you're getting, right? If you don't get something where you know, it's the meat is smoky and slow cooked and falling off the bone and has smoke rings and all that stuff, then that's not even what you're talking about. No one would say, I want to have barbecue, and you show up with a hamburger, and they're like, wait a second, I said I want like
here's a hot dog, enjoy.
Right. So for the event, at least in the Northeast, are you coming to the barbecue this weekend? That involves any kind of cookout with any kind of, you know, food cooked outside over a hot thing with
flames.
So
it's synonymous with cookout, basically. It's a cookout.
Over open flames or something hot that that involves flames outdoors, right? So whether it is a gas grill or a charcoal grill or anything like that, that's where you cook and you're putting meat and vegetables on there and cooking it. That is understood to be a barbecue. And I think also the device, even though it is totally not an actual place where you could prepare barbecue, some people refer to grills as barbecues. I need a new barbecue because my old one rusted out or something. I think those are all reasonably acceptable for the Northeast. The only thing that's not acceptable is to refer to the food items that come off of it as barbecue. And also, probably not for the preparation method, because you said, what are you going to do with those hamburgers? I'm going to barbecue them. No, you're not. You're going to put...
Like, almost certainly not.
It's a thing. Can you take ground beef and barbecue it? I don't even think that would work. I think it would just be a mess. Yeah. Anyway, you're grilling it. And I think that is more common these days, that I have to get a new backyard grill. You know, how are you going to cook these things? I'm going to grill them, go outside and start the grill. You know, that's it's not as bad as it used to be in my youth, where everything was barbecue. In the Northeast, anyway, everything was all barbecue, even though none of it actually was.
No, I think that the barbecue police have come, and I mean this sincerely, like, there's more of an understanding of barbecue as a style of cooking meat and smoking meat and things like that that has spread, and more people have kind of learned how to do that for themselves in their backyards or whatever, and so there's more perception of the difference between those terms than used to exist.
And there's takeout too. Like, there are barbecue places in the Northeast, probably not good ones by the standards of people in the South, but that is a place where you, in the same way that there's like New York style pizza or New York style delis all over the country,
right,
of varying quality. In the Northeast, there are barbecue places that attempt, however poorly, to approximate actual Southern barbecue, and they prepare their meats in the way that you're supposed to plus or minus the, you know, oh, how do you do it within a chain or whatever. But the point is they're cooked low and slow. And the sides are the traditional sides that you have with barbecue. And I think that has helped spread the idea of what is barbecue versus what is hamburgers and hot dogs and steak cooked on a grill, which is a totally different thing. And it kind of surprises me that, I guess, hot dogs, you've got, like, the bowl games and stuff like that and street vendors, right? And hamburgers, of course, you've got chains like, you know, all the fast food chains plus Shake Shack and Five Guys and stuff like that. But nobody, I was going to say, nobody has a, like a grilled steak or other grilled, like a grilling franchise, fast food franchise, right? So steak, you got like, oh, now I'm a steak house and I get to charge you more money, even if I'm Outback or whatever, because I guess the cuts of meat are more expensive. And then you figure once you've got the expensive cut of meat, you might just go a little bit upscale anyway. And grilled chicken, is there other grilled chicken places? You got fried chicken, but I don't know if there's any like grilling based. The point is no one loves grilling. That's what I'm getting at.
Like, I see.
Barbecue has cachet and it is a thing and there are people who care about it. And the thing that we do in our backyard with grilling is just, you know, spread to the four winds. Yes, some people sell you hot dogs and some people will sell you hamburgers. And some places, sit down restaurants, they'll make steaks for you. And some places will have kind of grilled chicken. I guess you have roast chicken, but that's totally a different thing. But yeah, I think barbecue does get more respect these days, even in the Northeast, and deservedly so.
Now, I think what people are maybe wondering, and we're not going to do this because this is, I think it's not our purview to do this, is settle about proper barbecue, because there are different styles in different places and everybody's got a style. And there's no, I would say, no one right style. You've got your favorite, but there's no one right style. There's Kansas City barbecue and there's Carolina barbecue and there's Texas barbecue. And there are probably lots of other styles of barbecue. I know there are ones where they're like vinegar based and there are ones that are more like a tomato kind of sauce based. And there's different meats that are preferred in different places. You get the pulled meat, like pulled pork or pulled chicken. You can get a Texas style beef brisket. There are lots of kinds. What I'm going to say is, I love barbecue. Like, and, you know, take your style, take your pick, whatever. Find the one that you love. We have a place here that is a Texas style barbecue place that is spectacular. And, it makes me happy. So I think there's no one right kind. Just find the kind that you love, and we'll let the mayor of Kansas City and the governor of Texas argue about which one's better. I don't really care. I think they're all good, frankly. You endorse this plan, or do you want to weigh in with an official, the John Syracuse's official barbecue style?
I don't have that much experience with these authentic things. Obviously, I've only had like Southern barbecue in Georgia, and I think I had a little bit passing through the Carolinas, which is more of the vinegar based stuff.
In Carolina. There.
But Texas barbecue, which I've never had in Texas, it's heavily beef based.
Yeah,
and I like the pork-based one. So that's just my personal opinion. Not that I don't like Texas barbecue, but that it's too beefy for me. I need the pork. And beyond that, I think it's, you know, it's all to my taste. It's like eating food that's in season. Wherever you are in the country, eat the kind of barbecue that's from there, even if you think it's not your favorite, because you don't want to go to Kansas City and get non-Kansas City barbecues. Like, what are you even
doing? I don't think it's allowed.
And if I was in Texas, I wouldn't be like, oh, I want that vinegar-based Carolina barbecue. No, you're in Texas. Get Texas barbecue.
My wife doesn't eat pork, so that actually is a benefit of Texas and Kansas City barbecue, that they do more beef in addition to just pork, because so according to Wikipedia, which is never wrong, there are four kinds of barbecue. There's Carolina barbecue, Memphis style barbecue. I've been to Memphis, Tennessee, because that's where Stephen Hackett lives. Kansas City style and Texas style. And when I was in Memphis, I did have barbecue, but I had pulled chicken instead of pork, because again, I was trying to kind of like avoid the pork, because I don't have that. They're all good. I think they're all good. But you're right. When in doubt, have the kind that is the specialty of where you are. And if you don't live in the Carolinas or Memphis or Kansas City or Texas, well, you should probably move, quite frankly, because barbecue is that good. But if not, just find a good barbecue place and have some barbecue. That's what I say.
Robot or not.